had two different people reach out and say, hey, I was thinking about doing your Daily Lex for you while you're away next week. And these are both people who I think would be fantastic. And then they each said in their own way, the only thing is, I don't know if I would know what to talk about. And I'm like, my friends, welcome to the club.
Your Daily Lex.
I also had a couple of people ask, where will you be next week? Like, what's going on? What's taking you away from the show? And this is my most important priority, is this podcast. I just glanced up a menu. Let's try that again in English. I just glanced up at my menu bar where I have the temperature, the current outside weather conditions, and it's 94 degrees. I took the dog out this morning. It was so unbelievably hot. Anyway, where am I going? I'm going on vacation so I can go somewhere where it's warm. Haha, just kidding. It's warm everywhere. Thanks, climate change. My wife and I are going on a cruise. You're all invited to join us. It's on the MSC Cruise Line. And we've got a house sitter so that we don't have to worry about the pets or the house. So that's exciting. And MSC is a newer cruise line, at least in terms of U.S. popularity. They're based out of Europe. And I believe they started as a shipping company and then got into... also being a cruise line, I think it stands for the Mediterranean Shipping Company. So they started as a shipping line and they're like, hey, let's also just do cruise ships because why not? So that's cool. And we have never been on this cruise line before, so we're excited to try that out. And they've got this... okay, I got to do some real-time corrections. They've been a cruise line since 1988. They just haven't been popular in the U.S. for a long time. But I was interrupted because if you recalled yesterday's episode, when I talked about the vent cleaning, we had so many different vent. I promise I'll go back to the cruise stories. We called so many different dryer vent cleaning companies and had quotes ranging from $80 to $200-something. We went with the $80 guy. And he was just here, and they did a great job and found out that the vent that the appliance guy looked at yesterday wasn't even the proper vent, because it vents to a vent on the roof and not to the one on the side of the house that the guy had been looking at. But it's cleaned out now, and I'm $80-something poorer. But anyway, MSC has been around since 1988. They launched MSC Cruises as the third largest cruise company in the world after Carnival and Royal Caribbean back in 88. And we've never done it before, but they have this thing I was going to say before I interrupted myself when the vent guy came. They have this thing called the Yacht Club. And it's, you know, when we've cruised on Norwegian Cruise Line in the past, we've tried out their Haven. And the Haven on Norwegian Cruise Line is like, you get a butler assigned to your room and they escort you to shows. So like, you don't have to wait in lines when you're getting on the ship or getting off the ship at different ports. You get to go to the front of the line and they escort you like through the ship's crew elevators. So you can get to things first. It's ridiculous. It's a total spoiling kind of thing. And since it's just two of us, we were like, let's try MSC's version of this because it feels cheap. Well, we don't have to pay for all five of the Freedmans and just two of the Freedmans. So we're trying out the Yacht Club on the MSC Meraviglia, which has been a ship of theirs since 2015, 2016, I think is when they launched it. So excited. It only was in service since 2017. So there you go. Anyway, we're excited for that. That's where I'll be. I'll be on vacation. Where are we going? No, we're interesting. We're going to the Bahamas and back. We didn't really care about where it went. We cared about going on vacation. So anyway, that's my story. Option still stands if somebody wants to step in for me next week. No pressure. It's okay if we all take a week off from this podcast. The guy who was cleaning my roof or cleaning my vent just now and realized that it vented to the roof, he's like, first, he was talking to me a lot about his bald head. He's like, I'm not as lucky as you. I got old and I lost all my hair. I'm like, yeah, mine just turned gray. And he's like, well, mine turned gray, but then it all fell out. And I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. He's like, well, it wasn't all that, but it was enough bald that I decided to shave my whole head. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. Wasn't sure what we were talking about. Then they go up in the attic and it's even just opening the entrance to the attic made it so hot. Like, I can't imagine how hot it was in there. And he's like, well, his name was Huey. He's like, I'm about to become barbecued Huey. And I was like, ha, that's funny. And then he came down, you know, 3 minutes later, drenched in sweat. And it's like, yeah, you should do this like every year, maybe twice a year. And I'm like, well, it's the first time it's ever happened. So I am a strong proponent of cleaning out your dryer vent. Prevents fires. But I don't know if we have to do it twice a year. That seems a little crazy. But now that I know where it is, I'm also very intrigued about doing it myself. Now, they used a different system from the one that I read about on the internet. They had a giant hose that they ran through my house that went to their truck. And so they were just running that vacuum thing while they did the clean out. And it was cool. It's not how I would do it, but it's, you know, it's fine. I'm going to try next time. Next time it comes up. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful August 1st. And yeah, you are the greatest. Not you, but you. Yes, you.
Lex.